Hi, welcome to Siegel & Gale Says, a podcast highlighting our brand consultants' points of view in audio format. I'm Daniel Alonso, a member of the marketing team at Siegel & Gale. Siegel & Gale is a preeminent brand strategy, design, and experience firm. For the last 50 years, we have helped build the world's leading brands through strategies, stories, and experiences that are elegantly simple and unexpectedly fresh. When organizations have complex brand-building questions, whether around mergers and acquisitions, strategic positioning, brand identity, experience, or growth, they turn to our experts. In this episode, our Group Director of Business Analytics and Insights, Brian Rafferty, reads, "How to Not Forget Brand ROI and Still Focus on the Essential in Uncertain Times." Originally published on SiegelGale.com, Brian's white paper is a reminder that brand is a core business asset, key to survival and longer-term growth. This is Siegel & Gale Says.
Hi, my name is Brian Rafferty, and I'm the Global Director of Business Analytics and Insights at Siegel & Gale. And I'm going to talk to you today about how to not forget brand ROI and still focus on the essential in uncertain times. Our new normal is unavoidable. Every day brings new questions and uncertainty given the COVID-19 epidemic. Between dealing with personal implications of social separation and approaching the immediate crisis communication needs appropriately, it can be hard to find time to focus on other priorities. These pressing requirements can mean that a core asset, key to not only survival, but ultimately long-term growth post-crisis, is forgotten, the brand. One means for convincing both marketers and non-brand focused executives to maintain such focus is through a simple framework. This framework evaluates whether all activities, both big and small, continue to build a brand for long-term value and ROI, as well as measures performance against core competitors and ensures metrics trend in the right direction. This framework has three key dimensions: presence, engagement, and perceptions. Brands which continue to focus on driving these three key metrics in crises and beyond will succeed sustainably in generating a higher ROI. This framework is both simple and intuitive rather than revolutionary. A strong brand needs to perform across all three dimensions in order to drive business growth most effectively. So let's dive a little deeper into what each of these three key dimensions is. The first one is presence. When it comes to brand, size does matter. If a competitor dominates your presence in the marketplace, a brand's message and delivery of positioning will be diminished. Therefore, all marketers will need to keep a watchful eye on both their overall presence in the marketplace and in the minds of their customer base, especially during this time of seismic change, as coined by the New York Times. How large is your share of mind versus your competition, and are you maintaining or increasing it? The second dimension is engagement. Share of voice or mind is not everything, or not the only important factor. A company can be the largest brand while also being irrelevant. This can be particularly true at a moment of uncertainty and shift. These are times when new leaders can suddenly emerge, having been more adept in connecting in a meaningful way with their target audience. The depth or strength of engagement matters. Are you eliciting a response? Are your customers, employees, and prospects engaging with what you are doing or portraying in the marketplace? The third dimension is perceptions. While presence and engagement matter, they can be used inefficiently or ineffectively if you are not building the right perceptions with your most important audiences. Ultimately, growth is determined by creating positive brand perceptions, which drive preference and market share against competitors, or ensure prospective talent are more likely to pick you over others. Where do you stand in building positive perceptions that drive preference versus competitors? Tracking your brand's performance versus key competitors on these three dimensions will help ensure your brand is still on the right strategic trajectory, despite the uncertainty and challenging business climate brought about by COVID-19. It can also help you determine whether your marketing investments and tactics are being sustained for the long run and driving business against the competition. However, many of you could say, this is great, the framework makes sense, but how do I measure against it right? That is where the confluence of technology, and that every interaction, or nearly every interaction, is becoming digital, actually creates an opportunity to achieve goals more efficiently than standard market research methods. One can track performance on the key dimensions of the framework using the rich online data of how people are behaving and thinking right now. It can be captured through web scrapers and APIs based purely on online data. This data is both more real-time and more concrete than survey data might be right now given the situation. And capturing it can also help you adjust your tactics much faster than in typical past business cycles, as it is of the moment. The current climate can mean that many metrics are seeing unusual spikes or drops. Entire industries have flatlined, yet some, like food and household products, are seeing substantial upticks that are more than likely not sustainable in the long run. In tracking performance correctly, it is more important to understand your brand's performance relative to competitors, both proportionally and in rankings, than compare a metric today to a year ago. In closing, most marketers have had to make quick and hard calls on many activities, often with overnight content and channel pivots. When faced with such immediate pressures, it becomes harder to focus on longer-term goals and track how these quick turnaround moves are ultimately impacting the brand and demonstrating ROI. Applying this simple framework of presence, engagement, and perceptions to your brand versus your key competitors can help ensure sustainable long-term value building and return on investment. Thank you for spending this short amount of time with me. I hope this was of interest or at least informative, and I would welcome any comments or conversation you would want to have based on this or on other topics. Thank you and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Siegel & Gale Says. You can read more thought leadership pieces and explore our work at siegelgale.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. While you're at it, please leave us a review. See you next time.